so much to Dami for bringing our second reading and Sarah for bringing our first reading. We're going to be thinking a lot about the two readings today, so I would suggest that you have your Bible in front of you so we can refer to the different verses. So you can see that the talk today is called Longing For. Do we know this word? Koinonia. Have we heard of that word? Who's heard that word before? A few people. Wonderful. But if you've never heard that word, you might well be thinking, what on earth does that mean? And I'm going to explain what it is, why it's important, and how it can help us to sort of direct our thinking when it comes to thinking about the sort of community that we want to create and that we are creating. So koinonia is a Greek word, and it's all about community, but it's a bit more than that. So let me explain. If you turn open to Acts 2, 42 to 47, and this is called the Fellowship of the Believers. And it's really important that we sort of contextualize this before we get into the sort of the nuts and bolts of what we're talking about. So it says in verse 32, we read of the disciples taking communion and praying. Now, as Reverend Timmy said at the beginning, we have communion here twice a month where we take communion or we receive a blessing. That is one way in which we come together as a church, as the body of Christ. And as was said, something that many of us have in common is that sense of being part of the body of Christ. And it says in verse 44, all the believers were together and had everything in common. Now, our game earlier made us think about the things that we have in common with each other that we may not even be aware of. So it might be something to do with where we were born or where we went to school or where we live or languages that we speak or hobbies we enjoy or sports or whatever it might be. In this verse, the believers have faith in Christ in common. Whatever the similarities or differences between us, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And with that in mind, we need to make sure that we are looking out for each other spiritually and materially. And we do that in so many different ways, via the prayer group, via the food bank, via community activities that we're already running and looking to develop in the future. Look at verses 45 and 46. They sold property and possessions to give to everyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. So the believers were selling stuff. They were fundraising to help each other, but they carried on breaking bread and coming together. Verse 47 is the key. They came together praising God and enjoying the favor of all people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. The point is that a healthy community attracts people. People see a healthy, functioning community and they want to be part of it. Now, koinonia is community, but it's more than that. It's about the love that we are called to have for each other in community. And that is what that passage, Acts 2, 42 to 47, describes. It's that sense of koinonia, that sense of the community that we as the body of Christ should be creating so that people will feel loved and want to be part of it and want to know more. Now we're going to jump to our second reading, which I know it was quite long, but I sort of needed to include all of it for context. Now the passage is called Jesus Washes His Disciples' Feet. So have a look at verse 5. So the disciples have just had a meal together, and it says, after that he, that's Jesus, the Son of God, poured poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet. So this is Jesus Christ, Son of God, Son of Man, doing something that in those days it was normal for a servant to do, to wash the feet of the guests. Yet here we see Jesus serving his disciples in the most practical and beautiful and simple way. Now, if God in flesh or God in skin, however you like to think of Jesus in terms of Jesus being God, if he is prepared to do that, how much more should we be prepared to serve the people around us? That is koinonia, the experience of creating love and community through serving others. Now, if you look at verse 7 of John 13, Jesus says, "You don't realize what I'm doing now, but you will." And what is Jesus saying there? And I read a lot around what that actually means. And there's a lot of writings about how, in order to lead, we also need to be able to serve. In verse 8, Peter's response is interesting. Peter says, "No, you shall never wash my feet." He's going, no, you're not doing that. But Jesus says in the next sentence, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." So basically, "Please let me do this." To which it says Simon Peter, but that is the same person as Peter. The names are used interchangeably here. He says, "Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." As in, "Yes, I want to be part of this." But what's his initial response? His initial response is, no, you're not doing that. Is it a response of pride? Oh, I don't need that. Is it shame? Who'd want to go near my feet? Or maybe Peter's struggling with that idea of being vulnerable, which is something that it's important that we embrace. Koinonia is about taking our shoes off and allowing Jesus to wash our feet and mapping that onto whatever we think it might mean to us. And once we've got that koinonia, that sense of community, that is what connects people. So it's about being kind to each other, being slow to take offense, being able to take criticism, learning to really love people. People are longing for koinonia. They're longing for connection, service, friendship, community. And if we add all of those things into the concept of mission and the Great Commission, the call on us to make disciples of all nations, koinonia is the thing that will communicate to people. Relationships within community, interactions, activities, conversations, all of these demonstrate love. Koinonia in action. And once Jesus had finished washing the feet, in John, in verse 15, he says, "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them." People are longing for connection, for interaction, for community. People are longing for koinonia. Let's provide it. Amen?
Amen.